Furthermore, governments, political parties, or groups which seek to perpetuate human misery in order to profit therefrom politically or otherwise will encounter the opposition of the United States.
History buffs might recognize this as the genesis of the Marshall Plan, from a speech by then Secretary of State George C. Marshall. The year was 1947 at Harvard University, and it's one of 25 audio recordings added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry this week. Others include the song Piano Man by Billy Joel, the Metallica album Master of Puppets, and a broadcast from a basketball game in 1962. David Mao is the acting librarian of Congress. David, welcome.
Thank you.
I want to start with that recording of the Marshall Plan speech. You could have picked any number of political speeches over the years. Why this one?
It's important to understand how the spoken word has had an effect on our culture and our history. And the Marshall Plan in particular was announced during that speech to Harvard, that commencement address. And so it's particularly important as a part of our cultural and political history.
Hmm. And why? Why are you doing this?
Because these are all important sound recordings, whether it is a sports cast, as you mentioned, Wilt Chamberlain's game, where he scored 100 points, or the Marshall Plan, or Metallica, as you mentioned. These have all had a great cultural impact on our culture and are important to our culture.
Well, let's listen to that Wilt Chamberlain game. March 2nd, 1962. It's the fourth quarter of a Philadelphia Warriors-New York Knicks game. Here it is.
He shoots. No good. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Chamberlain. He shoots. Up. No good. In and out. The rebound, Luckenbill. Back to Luckwick. Into Chamberlain. He made it.
Amazing. 100 points from Wilt Chamberlain that night. David, this is fascinating because that sound was almost lost to history.
Yes, and indeed, that's particularly important for us. And one of the reasons we've included it is because of the history there. That was not recorded. It was recorded and it was broadcast, but the station that broadcast it used the tape over again, as they did back in the day. And so it wasn't saved. And it was a fan that recorded it, and it was discovered later on. And that's the only recording of that game. It's very important to include these sounds on our registry so that we make sure we can preserve them going forward.
At what point did things like a sports game become easily searchable? I'm thinking this is 1962. It couldn't have been that hard to have a record of that game.
Yes, a record of the game might be in print, but there would not be sound recording. And the sound, the emotion that was coming from the crowd, the emotion from the announcer talking about this great feat that just no one had ever scored 100 points before in a game. And that's the piece that is so unique and needs to be preserved.
Well, we live in the internet age now. It's not hard to find Billy Joel's Piano Man on the internet. I even went and Googled Merle Haggard's Mama Tried from 1968. It came right up. I could hear it. Do we really need to worry about preserving audio?
Yes, we certainly do. And it's not just the historical pieces. Things that are current right now. You said you Googled it and found the digital. But is that digital going to be available 100 years from now? Mm-hmm. Is the technology going to be the same so that you could actually, whatever the new technology might be, go out there and find it and listen to it?
Well, let's hear some music because a lot of your list is full of music. One of the earliest from 1923. It's called Wildcat Blues by Clarence Williams, Blues 5. All right, this is one of the earliest jazz recordings to have widespread influence on musicians. Tell us why you chose this.
Again, it is what people at that particular point in time were hearing. It is what influenced the development of that particular sound, that particular genre, and that's why it's important that we keep them, and that's why we chose this particular one as a representation of that period.
There's 25 on the list. What's your favorite?
I'd probably say Billy Joel's Piano Man.
It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
You may know that Billy Joel, of course, was honored by the Library of Congress with the Gershwin Prize for Popular Song 2 years ago. And I think it's particularly iconic. I mean, certainly for me, the interesting story for me is that we listen to Billy Joel so much in our household that my children can actually quote. And a couple of years ago, my daughter was on the bus, school bus. She was maybe 6 or 7 at the time. And the bus driver started playing it. And she actually said, "Hey, that's Billy Joel's Piano Man," and started singing along. And the bus driver was very surprised that a young child would be able to know and sing Billy Joel. But the point is that it speaks to all generations and really an iconic piece from that particular time period of U.S. culture.
Certainly a cultural icon. All right, David Mao is the Acting Librarian of Congress. David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Oh, Meghna, it's Friday. Let's listen to some Billy Joel.
I feel it.
We've got a link to the National Recording Registry at hereandnow.org. You can nominate recordings that you think should be added next year. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Peter O'Dowd. Jeremy is back next week.
I'm Meghna Trucker-Barty. It's Here and Now.